Reading from Radhara Sudhanidhi, where Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur, and we're discussing the Vadanachandra Mahima, the beautiful glories of Radharani's moon-like face. This is text 126, where he's describing, at this point he's describing the incomparably, how Radharani's face is so beautiful it cannot be compared to anything. Rakaneka vichitra chandra udita premamrita jyotisham vichivi paripura yad aganita brahmanda kotim yadi vrindaranyani kunja simanita avisa param lakshase pavena eva yada tadeva tulaye radhe tavat shrimukam. This translation here is that was be Dasara's translation here. If, in other words, this verse, Prabhupada Saraswati is attempting to compare Radharani's incomparably beautiful face to millions of moons, he says here, he uses that Brahmanda Kotim Yadi. If numberless full moons were to rise in the sky at once, and by their effulgent waves of love nectar completely permeate millions of universes, then, because the moon, generally they say that the moon gives off nectar, it's very soothing and calming and energizing, the full moon rays at night. So if this was to happen, then that would seem to be a mere glimpse of a shadow of the aura or the radiance which is visible on the border of Vrindavan's bowers. Vrindaranya Nikunja Simani. Vrindaranya, Aranya means the forest of Vrindavan. Nikunj, the bowers. Simani means like this. This is called Simanta. Simani means the part, the border, the hair part, Simanta, Simani. Abhas, that would only be a reflection. Tadavas param lakshise. That would be just a glimpse of a shadow of the aura which is visible on the border of Vrindavan bowers. Radhe, only to form a conception of my imagination have I used this comparison to your lotus, to your divine face. So here, Prabhupada Saraswati is greatly appreciating the beauty of Radharani's face, how it's visible on the borders of Vrindavan. And there's some discussion here that Radharani's moon-like face, which is the source of all the nectarine moon rays of love, is especially ornamented with countless deep emotions after seeing Shyamasundara. So now someone, the analogy is, why is Radharani's face compared to the moon? Well, one aspect is that this beautiful light emanating from Radharani's face, when Krishna sees it, it dispels the darkness of despair in his heart and revives him. Because sometimes Radharani shows an unfavorable mood, or she's separated from Krishna, and he's feeling very unhappy. And even he tries various means to meet Radharani again, and he can't. So he's feeling unhappy because his whole life centers around Radharani, serving Radharani, associating with Radharani, enjoying with Radharani. So he feels very sad and feels very dark. And then when he finally gets a chance to see Radharani standing on the edge of Nikunj, or near the edge of the forest, and he sees her beautiful glowing face, which is always glowing with the beautiful moon rays of love or Mahabhav, then he becomes illumined, he becomes happy. He becomes very happy to see that visible on the border. Vrindaranya Nikunja Simani Bhavenata Tadeva. So then there's another point. Someone may ask a question. This is a question. Why did Prabodhananda Saraswati compare Radharani's face with the moon? So they says here that poets, kavis or poets, are very much accustomed. They do this a lot. They say Chandramukhi. Even they use words like Chandramukhi to refer to Radharani. Your face is like the moon, Chandramukhi. Poets are accustomed to comparing Radha's face with the moon. This is the defense. If someone challenges Prabhupada Saraswati, he says, why did you do this? Why did you compare Radharani's face to the moon? He said, well, poets do this. I'm a poet, and they do like this. That's why I made this comparison. And then he might say, well, the reason I'm using all these poetic expressions to describe her face, saying, Rakaneka Vichitra Chandra, Udita Premamrita Jyotisham. He's saying that, you know, her face is more beautiful and more effulgent, and her face doesn't just emit some cool rays, it emits Premamrit Jyoti, Premamrit Jyoti, the light of nectarine Prem, love, emanates from her face. It's not an ordinary moon. And this is a special moon. And someone might, but then he might also say, well, it wouldn't look nice if I just wrote down face. Krishna saw Radharani's face on the edge of the bower, and he became attracted, he became happy. Well, that's very flat. So the use of the words lotus face or moon face, they nourish the beauty of the expression. Although, of course, these material things can never equate with the beauty of Radharani's face. So that's kind of his defense. Because you see, when you read Ananda Vrindavan Champu or Krishnaika Kumudi or any of these wonderful poetic descriptions of Radha and Krishna's Leela and their Nam Rukun Leela, or Gopal Champu, Jiva Goswami, and Madhav Mahotsav by Jiva Goswami, there's so many beautiful poetic expressions they use. There's one place in Ananda Vrindavan Champu where Kavi Karnapur, for two pages, he describes the moonrise. And for two pages, verse after verse, he connects the moonrise to Radha and Krishna, their face, their beauty, their love, their exchanges. So it goes on and on and on. It's just that the poetic expression to deepen our appreciation, to enhance our attraction to the Lord. So this verse is there that if millions of universes would be filled with the waves of ambrosial love, which is the effulgence of many simultaneously rising wonderful full moons, it would only slightly resemble the beauty of your face that is visible in the arbors of Vrindavan. I can only make comparison with an idea. In other words, to form a conception in his imagination. It says, Ba, Bhaveneva, Yadata Deva Tuliye. Tuliye means to measure, right? Tulsi means to measure, to weigh, to be equal. Like we say, Tula Nakshatra, Tula means the Libra, balance, to weigh. So bhavana means conception, idea, bhavana. So I'm just trying to give everyone some idea. In other words, Radharani's face is incomparable. It's wonderful. Nothing can compare. But by chance, if you want to compare it, and of course the acharyas are telling us that in bhajan, if someone's doing bhajan at the level of bhav, this bhavanaiva, this conception will become real. Now we hear about the glories of Radharani's face, how it is so incomparably beautiful, far more beautiful than millions of moons rising in the universe, emanating premamrita jyotisham, wonderful light of premamrita, nectarine prem. And when Krishna drinks that nectar with his eyes, then he becomes saturated with, you know, happiness and loving mood. Just like when we drink the nectar of Harikata, we become saturated with tamagun, and we fall asleep. At any rate. Yeah. So, anyway, the nourishment is going into the soul, although the senses may be somewhat subdued. So this is at the level of bhav. If we come some lifetime to level of bhav, then we will also see this face and we'll try to find words to describe it. And this is what Prabhupada Saraswati in his Siddhadeya, in his Sakhi Sarup, in Sarupa Vesh, he's actually seeing this beautiful face of Radharani. And if you experience something wonderful, you want to share it with your friends. I especially remember in the early days, in the 70s, sometimes different friends would get together and take different herbs and other things, and have some extraordinary feelings. They have some type of universal feelings and what we call cosmic consciousness, where you would feel like one with everyone and feel friendly feelings for everyone and want to embrace everyone and love everyone and run around here and there and just say, it's so wonderful, it's so beautiful, it's so sweet, and let us all join together and hold hands and dance in a circle. And these kind of feelings were there. Of course, they were induced in an artificial way. But if someone has pure consciousness, and actually realizes Krishna at the level of Bhav, then he'll feel so blissful. Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam. He'll be swimming in an ocean of bliss and he'll want to share it with others. And you see, when you associate with the great Pracharaks and Premi Bhaktas of Gaudiya Mission, how much they're in a mood of sharing, how much they're in a mood of distributing the amrit that they're relishing. I remember Gaura Govinda Swami and other great Vaishnavas, they were in bliss. They were really Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam. And you could see the bliss on their faces if you had the opportunity to see them personally. And then you could hear the bliss in their singing. Nitai gunamani amar, nitai gunamani. I mean, you could hear it. And then their lecture, they were just relishing. And they were trying to convey to all the devotees how much bliss there is in Krishna consciousness. Take it, take it, take it. So Prabhananda Saraswati is one of these well-wishers, one of these... He's relishing, he's seeing this face, and he's, oh, everyone, if you could just see what I see. As people in the 70s used to say, oh, if you can only feel what I feel, I'm feeling something extraordinary. Do you feel what I feel? Oh, no, you can't feel. Let me embrace you, and then maybe you can feel it. So Prabhupada Saraswati, he's trying to embrace everyone with his words, with his Sanskrit poetry. Do you know what I'm feeling? Do you know what I'm seeing? It's something extraordinary. It's some chamatkar. Listen, everyone. Rakaneka vichichar chandra udita premamrita jyotisham brindarani nikunja simani tadabhi sa param lakshyase. Anyway, then he says, oh, I can't find the words. Bhave naivat yara tadeva tulya. Anyway, I just tried. Radhe Sri Mukham. And then again, he's seeing the face in his Sri Mukham, this beautiful Mukha of Radharani. Anyway, I just use these words. I just try to use some words to give some bhavana, give some kind of conception. Anyway, Janare Krishna. And eventually, by that pure Nam, that Shuddha Nam, you'll see what I'm seeing, and you'll relish what I'm relishing, and you'll feel what I'm feeling. So now I'm just pointing you in the right direction. Go on, go on, go on. Age karo, age karo. Go further, go further. So this is the inducement of Prabhananda Saraswati Thakur for all of us. It's a boost for our bhajan, a kick in the pants. As they say, a bhajan booster, a booster shot to get enthusiastic, to encourage us to go forward, go deeper, go higher, surrender now, don't wait. Then tomorrow we'll hear about more about the sweetness of Radharani's golden lotus face. Was there any questions? It's a very short class. Well, if they're obviously the question is, we're describing with the material language that's in front of us, that's understandable to our material ears and mind. So these are quite faulty words and language to convey the transcendent beauty of the Lord and His devotees. And the question is, isn't there some words we can go into a business here, into exporting bhashya? We can go into an export-import business and bring down some spiritual words, bring down some spiritual words from Goloka Vrindavan to aptly describe the Lord and His devotees, their beauty and sweetness. This is the question. Of course, they have so many beautiful spiritual words, which are known as Brajbhasha, and they speak those words. But if we were to bring those spiritual words into this world, then our ears would not be able to hear them, and our minds would not be able to conceive of them, and therefore we could not get any picture at all of what's going on. But when we go there, then we'll get the suitable ears and mind to understand all the proper descriptions of Radha and Krishna. And the greatest poets of the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya are Kavi Karnapur, Jiva Goswami, and Prabhupada Saraswati. And of course, these are basically the greatest poets in our Sampradaya. Kavi Karnapur was empowered by the toe of Lord Chaitanya. He sucked on the toe of Lord Chaitanya, drew out all the nectar, stored it in his mind, and gave it back as Gopal, as Ananda Vrindavan Champu and other great classics. And therefore, they're giving us, they're doing the best they can to help convey to us in a language that we understand, with ideas that we can conceive, of the beautiful transcendental sweetness of Radha and Krishna's Naam, Rup, Guna, and Leela. But that's a nice idea. I like your idea. That let us go there, let us all go there in the spaceship of spiritual body and enter that divine realm, and then we can really hear what the Manjaris and Sakis say about Radharani with a pure mind and pure ears and hear that pure language. Yes. Yeah, well, we have to think somehow or other. Because our thinking will bring us to a higher, whatever, because a man is only as big as his thoughts, or a woman. So if you have small thoughts, then you can only grow in a small way. So is a man, I say a man is as big as his dreams. Dream the impossible dream. So we have, devotees have the biggest thoughts and the biggest dreams and the biggest plans. Because we're shooting for the rhinoceros. We're shooting for the Nitya Leela of Radha and Krishna. Nothing less. Nothing less than that. Nitya Leela Pravishta. So our thoughts are residing in the highest realm of the spiritual world. And our aspirations are to attain the most perfect form of Godhead and the most intimate form of Seva. Nikunja Seva and Manjari Bhav. So these high thoughts and high conceptions we always maintain within us, and these are our guiding light, these are our sources of inspiration, and these are that give us shape to our bhajan. So we're thinking about how it is over there, and we're reading about how it is over there, and we're praying to become qualified to serve over there. Although, as you say, when we get there, it won't be anything like what we read or anything like we thought. It'll be so much better. Yeah, it's Purnam, Purnamadam, Purnamidam. It's more perfect than we could even imagine. Because all of our apparatus, all of our faculties for meditating, for thinking about, for conceiving, for projecting, for remembering, they're all imperfect. They're all material. So we're trying to mix these things with that thing. So, but even then, whatever approximate understanding we derive from Shastra and from meditation and from praying is sufficiently sweet and sufficiently deep to inspire us to rise to the highest level of devotion in this very lifetime. Hare Krishna.